19 minutes after 4 o'clock, your Wednesday downtown.
Hang on, Snoopy. Snoopy, hang on.
Time to get on board the G&M Family Market phone line and connect with our friend Tim Throckmorton, sports director at WABI TV5. Tim, how's it going this afternoon?
Oh, not very well, Rich. I'm actually really upset that I missed the whole Stratomatic interview yesterday. Of course, we go way back with Stratomatic back in the, geez, when was that, Rich? In the 70s, 80s? Yeah, in the 80s, I guess. So I missed all that, so I hope you have that posted somewhere.
We do, yeah. It's up on the website. It was okay, very cool, fun stuff from a game that, I don't know, I started playing when I was about 11 or 12 years old.
Yeah, no, I know you got me into that league, and that was really fun. Really, I had Ricky Henderson, so I had a pretty good few years in a row there.
That's right. I thought maybe you were depressed because you graciously allowed Wayne Harvey to knock you out of Downtown Madness.
Well, I have actually prepared a statement here. Hold on. Okay. I'd like to thank Downtown Madness for allowing me to compete in this strange and very non-athletic competition. I'm sad that I have been trumped by Wayne Harvey and that multiple voting is allowed from the same IP address. Hillary, my daughter, would like to encourage all of my delegates to wait for a brokered convention so that I might resurface, much like George Hale does all the time. So thank you. Thank you very much.
That's great. I like
actually,
that.
If I had had Bruce Pratt as my campaign manager, I might have fared better.
Good question, yeah.
No, because Elizabeth lost. I thought I had her winning again.
Oh really?
Yeah.
So now, look, here's the amazing thing. How does Wayne Harvey get all these votes? It has to be from people who don't know him, because those of us who know him would never vote for him.
You know, I honestly, this is so true. Last night I had a dream, and Wayne Harvey, I walked up to him in the studio, in the station, and he had his phone out, and you could see the app, March Madness, or the Downtown Madness app on his phone, and he was just continually voting. So I said, I have no chance. I actually dreamt that last night.
He's got his kids. He's got his wife. Oh.
Oh, yeah, they all get smartphones. It's awful.
Now, Wayne has just texted me and said, and that's why Tim should have won. No, Wayne always does a great job. He's got people. He's got people out there in the weeds.
Oh, he does. It was fair and square. I'll hand it to him.
Well, we'll see how he does against Matt Mulligan. That may be the true test, although he's already spouting off about the fact that he beat Mulligan's team in a wiffle ball battle, so he's feeling good about himself.
Yeah, well, Mulligan, he's a nice enough guy to hand a few people like Wayne a few wins to make them feel better about themselves. But this is a full on competition. I think this should be interesting. This is the Elite Eight, I take it, right?
Yeah, this is down to the Elite Eight. Yeah, it's a
nitty
gritty time here. Well,
big time.
You had a good run, Tim. You should feel good about it.
Oh, thanks. That was good. I had
and
fun.
You put that on the resume, and nothing. Absolutely nothing.
I'm here at the Winkin Complex, and I see Rick Sinclair right in front of me. And I interviewed him earlier today, and he was part of the fundraising effort, the Coaches versus Cancer. So he'll be on tonight. Hi, Rick. And he's here with his kid watching some baseball. And I just saw Dickie Witten, whose kid's playing for Huskins, said hi to him. So old home week here at the Winkin Complex.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about the big news of the day in the local sports scene, and that's the announcement that came a little less than an hour ago from Coach Bob Walsh that Isaac Vann, the talented freshman, is leaving the program, requested and received permission to transfer. What's it all about? What's it mean for Maine?
Well, certainly you have the main cog, if I could call him that. I think it's fair to say, in a rebuilding team is now gone. And it's, I asked him, are you devastated by this? And he goes, well, devastated is not the right word. You know, they certainly, they've got a retool and figure things out again, but you know, for me as a fan and watching the program, I'm kind of devastated. Isaac was the bright spot in the season last year. Actually, there were quite a few bright spots, but he was the biggest one. But you know, to be honest, these guys got X amount of time to show their worth and to show how good they are to have a pro career in Europe or whatever league they want to go to. And so this is his chance. If he's going to be courted by some major college teams or bigger programs, then you know, I guess that's what people do. They're allowed to do it, and he asked for and was granted his release, so he moves on. You know, we've seen this before. Justin Edwards, just a few years ago, you know, he never made it to the NCAA tournament even, but, you know, if you want to test yourself, Justin Edwards was in kind of the same ballpark. He was this high-flying, fun-to-watch, marquee guy, and just took a better offer, and I guess you have to wish him well. You can't have any animosity with these guys that are just trying to do their best in the highest level possible.
Right, but and I'm old enough to remember Rick Carlisle going to Virginia and Rufus Harris and Champ Godbolt leaving the University of Maine. So it kind of goes with the territory of being up here in Orono.
No, that's true. And I was just thinking about Rick Carlisle, too. And here he was, you know, of course, he went to Virginia with Ralph Sampson, one of the best programs, when, you know, played in Final Fours, it got him to the NBA, essentially. You know, for Maine, would people have really given him the same look or thought he was as good as he was?
Mm.
Certainly one of the smartest X's and O's players advancing as in coaching. Not everybody that's a good player is a good coach. So Rick Carlisle knew his stuff. A great player. I don't know. I mean, I guess I was surprised he was going to Virginia. I mean, he was really good, but he turned out to be better than I had thought he was. So yeah, I guess you have to let these guys go.
We're talking to Tim Throckmorton, WABI TV 5 here on Downtown. University of Maine spring sports season rolling along. Softball on the road at Rhode Island today. Mike Coots got his team off to a good start, but the baseball team, with more than their share of struggles, what's going on with that team, and can they fix the problem?
Yeah, you wonder up and down the lineup if they're not hitting. I mean, it's not just a few guys. They're just not getting any offense rolling. So you have some good pitching performances, as they did last week. A guy goes 9 innings, doesn't allow any runs, and he can't get a win. I mean, that's tough to take. How they can have that many holes in the lineup, I guess you'd say, is that's tough to swallow. I mean, I feel bad. I feel bad for them. Whether they can turn it on now in almost mid-season here, they got to be almost halfway through the season in games played, and really not much offense to show for it so far. Yeah, pretty sad.
You said you were over at the Winken Complex, and boy, it's been a great athletic year for Hassan University. Of course, you've got some ties with your son there playing football, but things are going well over at Hassan these days, really in several different sports, and a lot to be proud of over there. For a school that gives such great opportunities to so many kids who play their high school ball in the state of Maine.
Yeah, you know, you're right. I did a story with Tissy Walker that she had so many really, some of her best players, top three anyway, were from Arista County, because that's sort of the first, you know, athletic school you run into if you're coming from that direction. And she was getting them all. I mean, all these county people, and they can play basketball. And you talk about, you know, football, if you're recruiting against the, you know, Colby Bates and Bowdoin and Maine Maritime with their sort of, a specific major, engineers, that they recruit one kind of athlete. You know, Huston's got the market with football in the state of Maine and beyond its borders. And then some of these other schools, you know, once you start building Huston's sports are pretty good, it's, people want to come here. Add to that all these majors that they've been adding at this school and all the infrastructure improvements. This is they got a good thing going over here at Huston.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Tim Throckmorton checking in with us here on Downtown this afternoon. Tim, always great visiting with you. Sorry that you did not advance, but now will you stay neutral here? Will you throw your support behind your fellow Channel 5 employee Wayne Harvey, or are you just again waiting for the convention?
Mulligan. Sorry. what? No, I will vote. I will vote once. And I'm going to keep that to myself because I can do that.
Sanctity
of the voting.
I'm actually
looking for some Wayne to hand me some cash if he wants to do that, or drop some peanuts or popcorn, Cracker Jacks on Monday.
Tim, the next
time. When is the voting? When does the voting end for this round?
This round ends Wednesday,
4 p.m. tomorrow.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have not yet voted, but I will do so. And next year I get Pratt for my campaign.
There you go. Hey, thanks. Thanks, Tim. We'll see you soon.
You got it.
That's Tim Throckmorton here on Downtown. Yeah.